Are now live. Good evening, Mary Levin. You are now live.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Jake Weinman, our host, for the wonderful opportunity to share with you words of Torah in this incredible network of SheerEnjoyment.com. Our Sheer tonight is sponsored, as always, the Zecher Nishmas. Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, we thank our sponsor and we wish that the neshama of this person should have an aliyah. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Rosh Chodesh begins tonight. Rosh Chodesh was yesterday. Yesterday was technically the 30th day of Nisan, but tonight is already the first day of Iyar. Iyar is a very special Chodesh in the Jewish calendar. Many of us know Iyar is Rosh Hashanah. Ani Hashem Roisa Echo. I am Hashem, your healer. Aleph Yud Resh. There's a question, do we spell Iyar with one Yud or two Yud? But whether it's one Yud or it's two Yud, the Yud represent Hashem. And the Aleph is Ani Hashem, and the Resh is Roisa Echo. I am your healer. As I'll tell us that there's a special connection to healing, and certainly the world can certainly use a dosage of refuah after this long period of time where so many people have suffered due to this pandemic. I'd like to share with you an idea regarding Chodesh Iyar tonight. The center of the month, 15th day of the month, the center which represents the penimius of the month is Pesach Sheni. We know that Pesach Rishon, we just came out of Pesach 15 days ago, and there were a group of people in the time of the Torah who were unable to offer the Korban Pesach because they were contaminated. They were in contact with the dead. They took care of the bones of Yosef, perhaps the other Shvatim, and they were Tameh. They were unable to participate in the Korban Pesach. They come to Moshe and they say, Moshe, lama nigara. Why should we be denied the opportunity to come close to Hashem through the offering of the Korban Pesach just because we're Tameh? And Moshe said, let me consult with Hashem. Hashem indeed replied, that's right. And these individuals, if they want, if it bothers them so much, indeed let us give them an opportunity to bring the Pesach Sheni. That appears to be the highlight of the month, the center of the month. But there are other elements in this month. And it's Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is associated with the day when we commemorate the Ketilah, the departure of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We also, in Chodesh Iyar, well upon the students of Rabbi Akiva, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who perished during this time, all of them in Hagim, whether a person begins to observe the restrictions right after Pesach, or whether one waits until tonight, the common denominator, the thrust of the observance, takes place according to all customs in Chodesh Iyar. Is there perhaps a relationship between Lag BaOmer and the observance of the Avelus for the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva with Chodesh, with Pesach Sheni, with this festival of Pesach Sheni? I'd like to suggest to you that they're very much related. Let me explain. Let us explain as follows. What exactly is Lag BaOmer really, really all about? What's the deeper meaning? When Rashbi left this world, the tradition is we have faith that he revealed to the world the hidden elements of the Torah. It was later, over 1,000 years later, revealed in the form of the Zohar. But the concept of Rashbi is an appreciation of what is happening under the hood we may use that expression. When we do a mitzvah, there are many different ways to do a mitzvah. We do a mitzvah, let's say, for example, we pick up the lulav and the etrog. The Torah says, take four different meaning, four different products, and shake it, shake the lulav and etrog. Okay, and we can do that. But then there is a whole literature, rabbinic literature of understanding the nature, the meaning behind each one of these four products. What do they represent? The Jew that is Tamvreach, Torah Mitzvos, only Torah, only Mitzvos, none of the above. How they all come together, how they're tied. That's just one little example. There is a depth of understanding, a desire to understand how our performance of the mitzvahs has an impact on the upper worlds. It's interesting that we live in a time today where there's a very great advancement in science and technology. And we understand things today in the world of science in ways that our ancestors had no clue. We understand the workings of nature. We understand medicine. We've utilized advances in technology to put a man on the moon. Now they're actually exploring Mars. And the list goes on and on. We have an incredible depth of knowledge in understanding the inner workings of this world. And when we look at our religious experience, our performance of the mitzvahs, it's only natural that we say to ourselves, Lama nigara, if in our dealings with science and nature, we have a depth of understanding. Why can't we also have a greater depth of understanding of the Torah HaKedosha, of the reasons for the mitzvahs, the hidden secrets, the mechanics, the underlying reasons and causes and cosmic effects of doing the mitzvahs. Lama nigara. It's not a coincidence that only 4 days after we come out of Pesach Sheni do we come to Lag BaOmer. Do we come to celebrate and thirst for a greater desire to understand the secrets of the Torah. It's an outgrowth of the principle, why should we be denied? Just like in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were individuals who felt it wasn't fair if other people had the ability to bring the Korban Pesach, we also should be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Similarly, if we today have the ability to comprehend the secrets of the natural world, why should our performance of mitzvahs be diminished in any way? We should also today have a greater and deeper understanding of the hidden nature of the Torah. Let's go back to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Chazal tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah, when he came to Shemayim, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying crowns to the letters of the Aleph Beis. Moshe was taken aback. Hashem, what is this all about? Why are you tying these little crowns to the letters of the Aleph Beis? What is this all about? And Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, sit down. I want to show you a vision of what it's going to be. The future. And Hashem shows him Rabbi Akiva expounding upon the significance of the crowns, these little protrusions from the letters. And Rabbi Akiva was expounding mounds and mounds of insights. These ideas are the secrets of the Torah. The letters of the Aleph Beis are just letters. They're just basic building blocks in language. But to go and study the holiness of the shape of the letters and to derive insight into the nuances, this is the very beginning of understanding the secrets of the Torah. Rabbi Akiva was that person in which already there was an appreciation of uncovering the depth of what lies underneath the hood. And Rabbi Akiva, he molded in his own image 24,000 students who would further develop and nurture the Jewish people with greater understanding of not just the basic laws, but the depth of understanding. But unfortunately, because they did not respect one another to the degree that was required of people of their stature, they perished. And with their death, we were denied teachers who would give us that insight. And we became deficient in understanding the hidden nature, a greater depth of understanding of the Torah. And being that this month, the month of the year, is the month of Pesach Sheni, the month of where we analyze other elements in our life which we do have deeper understanding, and we seek that our spiritual experience should equal or should be at least as much. If it's true for other things, Lama Nigara, why should our spiritual experience be any less? And we remember the Talmidim of Akiva who were in position to do just that. Students of Rabbi Akiva, who Rabbi Akiva was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was expounding the nuances, the hidden nature of the letters of the Aleph Beis, the roots of the depth of the Torah. It's just all that more painful. And it demands for us to reflect the loss of what we don't have today. It's a holy month. It's a month where Hashem wants us to yearn for more, and Hashem grants our wish. Hashem granted the people who were ritually impure the ability to make up what they were lacking. And that's an indication, Maisa over similar bottom, that he will likewise grant us our request of yearning for more than what is ordinary. If only we sincerely desire and request from Hashem with sincerity and purity. Thank you for listening, for joining me tonight. Have a wonderful week and a wonderful Chodesh Adar. May Hashem grant all of us success in appreciating our service to Hashem and Hashem's ways in with an understanding and a dimension that elevates us and uplifts us to higher and higher levels. Good night and be well.